All the Reds, written by Trey Squid, read by Opal Song. Red is vicious. Red is madness. But the best possible kind of madness. It's armor. It's all the reds. All the textures of red. All the viciousness and expectancy of red. It's life and breath and death and the places tween where pain and love and belonging wrap around each other as pack. As family. An ohana, in the truest sense. No one gets left behind. No one is forgotten. Hunting and loving and grieving and plotting on a leaf-softened forest floor under the full moon. They are the moon tonight. The moon encompasses their they. Because human mates are dangerous, are fierce, are death on two legs with unassuming eyes and soft words. Human mates are wild. Human mates are feral. Human mates are more wolf than the wolves. But then there is the other side of human mates. The obverse to the reverse. The cascading, differentiating similarity. Human mates are the perfect red protection. Human mates are sacred. Human mates are selfless, selfish, love incarnate. They are loyal and terrible. They rip apart and rebuild. They blur the boundaries of human and wolf. Human mates are the pack. Because, once upon a time, Little Red Riding Hood loved the wolf. Human mates are red. The end. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. And from there you can find a link to the author's post. Thanks for listening!